Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I also am a fan of chaos, and my favorite thing about this weekend is between the Jets game with the Browns, the Jets game with the Patriots, the only real reason I feel this way is because it's Thursday Night Football. That's an element of chaos. It could be fun. I actually also don't think the Ravens are as unbeatable as everyone started to. They've been better the last couple weeks. They've won three straight games. Lamar's back. The defense is still not the greatest defense that they've had.
They've been playing much better lately,
though. Yeah, they have been.
Past four weeks, they've been playing really good. It's not a great defense as a whole, but they haven't allowed 20 points in 4 weeks. They've looked really good the last 4 weeks. Some are saying they're trending upwards, Nick.
I think given what their problems are on offense, they don't run the ball the same way anymore. Lamar's still Lamar. But they don't run the ball the same way anymore, and the offensive line is booty cheeks. I think that in and of itself could make that game much closer than people realize.
All right, let's unpack this now, because Ashley yesterday said that she didn't put a guarantee or a shock the world on it or anything like that, but she said it wouldn't surprise her, essentially, if the Browns beat the Ravens, although she said she admitted she did not have any really great reasons why. It was just kind of like this gut feeling for herself. Andrew Siciliano today on with Baskin and Phelps basically said the same exact thing. He's like, I got no reasons why. Man, I wish Gabe was here. I'd love to do a Siciliano impression. I got no reasons why, but I feel like the Browns have a real chance to upset the Ravens this weekend. Mm-hmm. Where is this coming from?
One, I think Kevin Stefanski is always good for one of these.
The division in general.
The division
usually
in general.
The division, we just kind of throw out the record books. These games are always tight.
And then, listen,
we know they're always tight between the Ravens and the Steelers.
I just think with Stefanski, the one thing I have trust him to do is be competitive in this division, and usually what that means is you get one blowout against the Ravens, and you get one shockingly close, and sometimes it's a win against the Ravens, and well, you already got the blowout this year.
Yeah, I wonder if people are living in with basically what happened last year, and you're just like, all right, you'll split this with the Ravens, you split it with the Steelers, and this is just kind of how we go about these things. So this is now we're like due. This is now our turn. But it is interesting how the Browns always seem to have that when their back's against the wall and it feels like everyone is right on the brink of giving up. They do something that gives you a little shred of hope.
By the way, I'd like to point out right now that so I quote tweeted the Paul DePodesta thing back when we found out about it, where Paul DePodesta says, well, I'm the play caller.
Just like that, too.
Exactly
that
like
it,
that.
Odyssey Rewind.
It kind of like Krusty the Clown, and I was like, well, that's weird. I didn't even realize that. But basically,
you gave me Chuck E. Cheese vibes.
I called it an infuriating and smug response and a shot at Stefanski. And Toot, I think that's his name.
Well, he likes to toot his own horn.
The creator. I bet you he doesn't create a damn thing.
Are we still talking about horns?
Maybe in like the fast food line. He's really good about putting that burger together. However, he said, bro.
That's a respectable job, Nick.
He said, bro, you got to be so hollow-minded to think this was a shot at Stefanski. Guys, if you can't form a proper sentence, your shot at me is null and void, right? Like, the whole
what
point.
Was it, bro, you got a hollow mind?
No. He said, bro, you got be so hollow-minded.
Oh, he's trying to say you got to be?
Yeah. He's an idiot.
I mean, bro. I haven't seen people use bro in a while.
Oh, I see bro jobs left and right.
You see bro
everybody,
jobs?
Everybody.
A lot of bro jobs.
Well, here's the thing. It's all kids do now.
Bro jobs.
Like, bruh. I get bruh a lot.
Bruh's different.
Yeah, but, and I'm so Every once in a while, my daughters will call me bra, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's that I'm old now, but I'm like, the name's Dad. You can call me Dad. I have earned that.
They never go bro, though.
No, I've gotten bro.
You get bro. Your kids bro you?
They do dap me up, bro. And I'm like, no, that's not how this goes.
Isn't that just kind of them being funny, though? Isn't that all that is?
Yeah. Pass. Pass.
Yeah.
Reverse Uno card.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
What's your response there? I mean, teach me for my daughter when she comes up and goes.
Usually something profane.
Go, what's up, bro?
Or very dismissive.
I'll probably laugh. I think that's probably funny.
By the way, yeah, what's up, bro? Not all the time. I've dapped them up before.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
It's just really funny to see like a small rural child be like, dab me up, bro. And it's like, are you being funny or just not understand how funny this looks?
I think it might be a guess there. I think that stuff's hysterical. I love that stuff.
But yeah, the bro is still very bountiful. Yeah, I think this is what happens when you live in a house of women. Happened to me for a long time.
I lose the broness. I'm losing all broness.
You've lost complete broness, and there's nothing wrong with that because I want you to be a broness brother again. Okay, I want.
They were in
you
town
to be.
Last night. Is that why it was top of mind for you?
That and the fact that God, it was a son of a gun to get the hell out of downtown last night. It
really wasn't for me. They made this the one way streets now, and that's been a godsend for me.
Yeah,
it used to be a pain in the butt to get out of this place. Now it's been great.
Although the only
that
thing
was a
I'll
good
say
call.
Is
whoever did that one, Mayor Bibb, if that was you, good job, buddy.
There's a guy my age.
You did good.
There's a guy clearly about 40 walking into the Jonas Brothers concert,
was he taking his kids or something?
It was just him, and I wanted to roll down the window and be like, bruh. What are we doing here, bro?
I'm gonna hope he was just meeting his family. I'm gonna hope he was meeting his. That's when I see those scenarios, glass half full, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm like, he's meeting his family there.
Is it because you fear that's what you're gonna turn into very shortly?
Well, I'm gonna be the dad. I'll be the dad taking
when
my kids
like
there.
When you're like Miss Julie's show.
You kidding me? Why
we? And you forgot to take the girls.
I forgot to take them.
Yeah. Isn't
only
she
for Miss
dish?
Julie. Only for Miss Julie.
Miss Julie, yeah.
That's divorce, Jonathan.
Yeah.
And then we ended up in a Miss Julie show.
That's Jonathan getting divorced. Jonathan getting divorced because he went to Miss Julie by himself.
When we went to Gabby's Playhouse, or Gabby's Dollhouse, excuse me, at the Playhouse Square the other day, I walked in. So I was late, obviously, because the show started at like 6. I got done here at 7. So I walk on over there, and it's like 7 o'clock and a half hour left. And I was like, I walked in. And Nick, the looks on these people's faces was like, you obviously have the wrong place.
Yeah.
You're in the wrong area. You don't mean to be here right now. Can we escort you out? I'm like, no, I'm meeting my daughter.
And they're like, yeah, sure. We hear that a lot.
I almost got frisked.
Yeah.
Like they like patted down my bag in an unnecessary way.
Yeah.
And then the oddest thing out of all this, so they
give
me like. They gave me like the third degree, right, and trying to get through, and then they didn't even like check for my tickets or anything like that. After all that, the buildup, and I had to be like, "I'm here to see my daughter," and they're like, "That's okay."
Yeah,
you could tell they were judging that. You could tell they were, they thought I was just a single guy trying to go to Gabby's Dollhouse. I don't know what's going on. Just wait till you go to
Miss Julie and you get caught going full Pee Wee Herman. I'll tell you,
unbelievable
that'll,
you are.
That'll be the moment where Lisa's like, "All right,
you're an unbelievable human."
Listen, she's very talented.
Full Pee Wee Herman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to put it on the line with Cash Lovett, sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
Now that was out of pocket. We welcome on Cash Lovett on the fan hotline. Cash, I promise we don't set it up this way intentionally. It just kind of happens because it's 6:30.
Hey, absolutely appreciate it. And just dap me up, bro, and we're able to get rocking and rolling.
All right, brah, let's get started. What's your first game on the docket, brah?
Bruh, we're going to start with the Jets and the Patriots. We could get fancy, do something Patriots minus 13 or minus 1,000, but we're just going to keep it nice and easy. As we witnessed last week, the Jets had minus 11 passing yards at half. I don't expect it to get much better against this defense, so we're going to stick with the Thursday tradition of under 43 points.
That's a good one, brah.
All right, brah. Didn't love it.
You did. No,
did
you
not
did not.
Love it.
Me
Cash
and Cash are brawn left and right.
No.
You did not brawn.
No. Don't bro me if you don't know me. All right, Notre Dame at Pitt. Cash, what do we got in the college ranks?
We've got the touchdown bruh sitting in the end zone as the Irish are going to be running all over Pitt as they've given up well over 100 yards to West Virginia and NC State. Notre Dame is going to not take their foot off the gas, minus 12.5, and I feel comfortable with this well over 2 touchdowns.
Well, bro, Montana, let's keep it in the college ranks here. Oklahoma on the road against Alabama. Future Browns quarterback Ty Simpson and Alabama. What you got, bro, Chacho?
Well, if you want to go ahead and mention him, he'll be my number one thing. Is he only has one interception on the entire year. He has done absolutely phenomenal taking care of the ball. The wide receivers, Ryan Williams has a little bit of a drops issue, but Jeremy Bernard is playing phenomenal. Alabama minus 6 as Oklahoma can't take advantage of the Alabama run defense.
Cash, some are saying Arch Manning is back. This to me is the matchup of the week. Texas at Georgia. How do you see it?
Well, as a diehard Longhorn fan and us looking for a little bit of revenge, we may have a few beer bottles stored up from last year if we are going to need them due to some of the calls Georgia has gotten this year. I don't know if you saw Auburn, where they should have lost and took away a touchdown. But Texas is getting 6.5 points. They're not going to need them. They're going to win outright. Texas plus 200 on the money line.
All right, Cash, that brings us to the main event. The last time I checked, I think it was Browns or 7.5 point dogs at home against the Ravens. What is the latest that they're underdogs, and how do you see this game going?
It is still at 7.5. I did hear y'all say that they usually keep it close. Remind you, we picked against the Browns in the same exact spot in week 2. That game ended 41-17. We have now gone to a worse quarterback who has a QBR of 4, which last time I checked is a number lower than 5. Not very good whenever a team blitzes a defensive back, which the Ravens do more than any other team. I don't see the result being very much different. Ravens all the way up to, again, minus 2 touchdowns. Sadly, the Browns somehow lost the game, allowing negative 11 passing yards at half.
Okay.
Cannot be stressed enough.
How committed to this? Can we get you to take the Browns and the points?
No. I mean, maybe I would feel more comfortable taking the Ravens minus 20 than the Browns plus 20.
Are you sure?
Ooh.
As sure as I am that Dylan Gabriel is not 6 feet tall. I mean, I think that's why everyone's like, hey, I can't figure out why I like the Browns. It's just because they see themselves as the Browns quarterback.
But Cash, are you sure?
No. Yeah. What I think JP's asking is, now that I've asked, are you really sure? Like, how sure on like a scale of 1 to 1 bajillion, where are we at with the sureness here?
As sure as Dylan Gabriel's QBR against the Blitz.
I feel shorn. I think I want to say the stat is, and I'm going to bastardize this one real good. I think Lamar is 13-0 against rookie quarterbacks. I can't remember the time frame, but you bring a rookie quarterback in, and he's going to just dust you.
That's interesting because, Tomlin's numbers against rookie quarterbacks is also insane. I think it was 8-0 last time I checked when Dylan had played him the first time. So between the two of them, not great.
Now, his record against geriatric quarterbacks, Mike Tomlin's, not great, Bob.
Mm-mm.
Makes Joe Flacco look like old Joe Flacco, young Joe Flacco. You know what I mean? You get it. Cash, love it!
Hate it!
Great stuff.
Put it on the line with Cash Lovett, sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
Mark Koch, we hadn't said goodbye to him.
We were still growing out.
Mark Koch. Come on. He hung up. You dejected. You basically threw the man off the air. That is a guest and a client of the show.
I apologize to Cash. I got a long pause, and I just hit the button.
What else do you do? What else do you do? I didn't hear it.
That's on me.
Yeah, but no, I didn't hear the sound.
What?
Sound of you.
He wants you to...
Yeah.
Like that. Like so hard that you hear it.
Yeah. You don't have
that in you, do you?
You don't have that in you. Yeah, okay. You're a very bony young man.
Yeah,
we'll
work on that.
It's all right. But it is your bad. And you know what? We own that. We own that.
Just like Dylan Gabriel.
In case we missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.